I'd like to start this podcast off by saying that if you are extremely overwhelmed, if you're a person who has a lot going on in your life and you feel like you can never get it all done, show up to bad therapy because we've got some fucking answers for you.
Yeah, we've got the answers.
Cheers to episode
29. Cheers.
Yaga yeet.
Yeet yaga.
I feel like a major issue in this society, in America especially, but in this society, is that we're all so overwhelmed. Yeah. We're all working 9 to 5s. We're working 40, 50 hours a week. And that's
not even making ends meet.
Broke as fuck.
Yeah.
Working for the man, right? Like, you work for somebody else. You don't work for yourself.
Yeah.
So you have a set amount of hours outside of your work schedule that you get for yourself. But let's be for real. You wake up in the morning, you get ready for work. So that's part of work. You go to work, you drive to work, you go to work, you're at work all day.
You drive to work. You have to go to work.
You're at work. You're done. You're done with work. Mm-hmm. You drive home from work and then it's fucking 6:30.
And it's time to go to bed to get ready for work.
You get to eat. God forbid you fucking replenish your body. You don't have any time for yourself. And I think that's a major issue in our society, which is something I noticed in other countries. They don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
Like, we live to work. They work to live. We're trying to provide for our families, to provide for our own lives. And you spend no time on yourself.
Yeah.
And Allie and I just had a really good conversation about how fucking terrible it is to never have any time for yourself or to do anything that makes you feel important or to prioritize your health, your well-being.
Yeah.
God forbid you want to go to the gym or spend time with your family.
Or your friends. So I'll take the...
Jesus, take the wheel.
I'll take the talking pillow
take
now.
Take it from my head.
Because I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. Okay, so here's my thing and why we're going on this rant right now. I am fucking stressed the fuck out. Like, I'm always a little bit stressed. It's kind of just in my nature. I'm just a worrier. If anyone that listened to this podcast didn't know by now, I'm just a little bit of a worrywart.
She needs a lobotomy.
I do, and I would love one. In fact, please drill a hole in my brain.
She doesn't mean that.
Well, so my thing is, like, obviously I have this incredible job and it's amazing, but I'm a little bit like in over my head sometimes and I have a lot of tasks that follow me into, you know, I clock out, but I'm still haunted with the task list that I have for the next day.
It doesn't go away.
And, you know, although I am passionate about what I do and I believe that I am the right person for the job that I'm doing, it doesn't take away that, like,
existential dread,
feeling of imposter syndrome. Feeling of like, am I gonna be able to get all of this shit done? And Madison and I were celebrating because we're about to hit 100K on TikTok. So we were celebrating a little bit tonight and we were just chatting about life. And it's pretty late. It's about midnight right now. And it's a Tuesday.
On a fucking Tuesday.
Which is great because this is what I wanna be doing. This is what I'm here for. This is something that we also like. This is like my second job. So to me, this is equally as important as my actual job. And it sucks that I am spending my time here feeling stressed about what is to come in the morning. Like, I know I'm going to be tired in the morning. I know I have a big day ahead of me. I know I have a fuck ton of things that I need to get done. And I know I need to be like on the top of my game for every single thing that might come my way tomorrow.
Instead of just getting to focus on what's important to you in the moment.
Yeah. Instead of getting to just exactly like do the things that set my soul on fire, the things that I'm pursuing in my life. Like, not to say that my job isn't something that I hadn't manifested or wished for or that I'm not grateful for. Like, I really am grateful for it. But it is at the same time kind of silly that I can't even be present in these moments because I'm so stressed out about what is to come the next day. And that is, I think, a good topic to touch on. Being present is so important. And they say that if you're stressed out, you're thinking about the future. If you're depressed, you're thinking about the past. And if you're happy, you're thinking about the present. They call it the present because it's a gift.
Okay, corny bitch, go off.
No, but dead ass, I have such a hard time being present sometimes because I am such a worrier. If I'm not worrying about what's to come tomorrow or the next day or 10 years from now, I'm thinking about what happened last week or yesterday or 10 minutes ago. Like, being present is truly the only way to feel truly content in life, because if you just focus on what is right here, right in front of you right now, you'll actually realize that there's not that much going on that's wrong.
Like, it's not that bad.
No, like, life is pretty good when you just think about like where you are right now.
What you're doing in the current moment, like exactly where you are.
Yeah.
But I think that as human beings, that's what we do that is so fucked up. We think about everything that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Everything that's bad. We are so prone to have negative thoughts and negative emotions that we are so consumed by it. Even in our present moment, like nothing negative is going on right now.
No, like I'm having a great time. I'm with my best friend. I'm doing something that I love. I'm having a great time. We're giggling. We're having goo goo gaga laughter laughters. What?
Goo goo gaga laughter laughters. You heard it here first. That's a new hawk tua.
Hawk tua, girl. But yet I am still feeling like this existential internal dread because I have to think about what I'm going to feel like when I wake up tomorrow or like everything that I have to accomplish tomorrow. I don't know. I'm kind of ranting right now and there's no true end to this rant, but I guess I come here to say that if you are also dealing with something that feels overwhelming or something that is just like feels all consuming, whether it's a relationship, a job, just anything in your life that feels like
consuming your present moment.
Consuming your present moment, your mind, your heart, your soul. And I am speaking to myself as well in this moment, but like I know that things always find a way to work themselves out.
They're gonna work out.
The sun always rises, things always pass, and good days always find their way back to us. And a lot of the times the hard shit and the struggle and the stress of life is there to kind of teach us a little bit of grit and to push us further in some other facet of our life, whether we see it now or we'll see it in the future. And just try to remind yourself of that whenever you're going through something that seems stressful or like feels like you can't handle it or like you're not going to get through it, because you will, we will, and we'll do it together.
And like, don't get me wrong, pressure makes diamonds. Like you have,
period.
You put pressure on yourself.
So why am I still coal?
You need some time, baby. You need some extra pressure. If you put pressure on yourself, you're going to have good things come out of it. Like, I think there's a very fine line between not having any expectations and having far too high of expectations. Yeah. Because if you don't care at all, then your life is going to be nothing. It's going to be shit.
Because then what are you working for? Nothing.
If you care too much, then you can't enjoy the present moment.
Well, I think if I had to pick from one of the two, obviously my heart would say I would rather have no expectations and just live happily ever after.
But you're never going to do that.
In a bed rot state by myself.
But that's not a good place to be either.
But that's also not happiness. That's just like stress-free, but that like breeds depression and loneliness, which, did you know the leading cause of death is loneliness?
That's fucking terrible.
I heard that in a TED Talk once, and I think that's actually pretty crazy because we don't realize as humans like how much human interaction and connection and things of that nature really are so important to us, even to the people out there that feel like they don't like people or they don't want to be around people or they're happier by themselves or like if you're alone, you're better off being alone type of energy. Maybe no one will be there to hurt you, but you'll also never be able to experience love or someone that cares about you if you isolate yourself from the world. If I had to choose from having no expectations and having the highest expectations of myself, I would choose the highest because at least I know that I would be pushing myself into a better life. Like maybe it's hard and there's struggle, obviously, but like that's what you want when you want to reach something. Like what is that quote? I've said this before on this podcast. Don't complain if you have food on your plate when you ask to eat.
Well, that's exactly it. Like people are so excited about taking on so much and we get so all consumed in like our current ventures that we stop thinking about like the rest of our life. I think it's very acceptable to put pressure on yourself and to have expectations for yourself and still enjoy your life on the outside.
Yeah, I think it's just important to remember that if you are under pressure or stress, or if you feel like you're in a position, and this might be very niche, but I feel like it can be relatable. If you're in a position where you feel like you're in over your head.
I don't think it's as niche as you think it is.
Too much responsibility, or you made too many promises to too many people, or like maybe you feel like you're not going to be able to follow through in the way, like if you're like me, I'm a perfectionist, so like anything I do, I'm going to do it with my whole ass. Like why half ass it when you can use your whole ass? Here I am with the cheesy ass quotes again. But it's like, I know for me, like that is just my personality, so I will stress out about the tiniest details. And I think it's important to remember that you can do hard things and you're going to come out better for on the other end of things, especially if you're doing something that scares you or that puts some pressure on your shoulders. Some people work good under pressure, some don't. But at the end of the day, feeling like you're backed into a corner, people's true colors and true reactions.
Fight the way you fight out.
Yeah, you'll fight your way out because
it's a lot better than to do that than to lay down and die.
Exactly.
And like if you're in the position where you're laying down and dying, you don't have any purpose. You don't have anything to fight for. There's nothing left.
And let me just say, like, I've definitely been there before. And I think that that's why this like huge shift in my my life, although it has been over like, I'll say like a year and a half of time. It wasn't just like overnight where everything changed. But like, I used to be the type of person that was just going to lay down and die because that was the easier option. And sometimes when like life feels too heavy and too overwhelming, that is the option that makes the most sense. And like with due time, like I do believe in divine timing. And I think that when your time comes, you'll know it's time to make that step and make that change, and don't put pressure on yourself where pressure isn't needed. But once you do, and I'm speaking to the people that have made that step to put a little pressure on their shoulders, doing things that make them uncomfortable, stepping out of their comfort zone.
And then when you feel like shit in those moments, not giving up.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't like, lay down and die.
No.
Push.
Like, know that you were brought to this point in your life for a reason, and you're going to get through it. Whichever way it goes, like maybe you will fail. Maybe you'll succeed. Whichever way it goes, you're going to learn something about yourself, and it's going to bring you closer to a place where you're meant to be in your life. And I truly believe that every door that opens and every place that we're taken in life, we're taken there for a reason.
I'm smiling at you like this because I'm watching you talk yourself through a situation. And it's so funny because like we're on this podcast, we're talking to people, but we're also talking to ourselves.
I said this at the beginning. I'm like, I'm speaking.
She's going through a whole ass existential crisis before we sit down.
Yeah.
And then she can sit down and talk herself through this because you know that you are capable as a strong, independent human being of pushing yourself through things that feel like shit.
Yeah. And I know that everyone else is too. You know what actually brings me to a place of peace is being able to enlighten that upon someone else. Because I'm thinking like, have you ever heard the term of when you're dating a toxic person or when you're going through a situation, like what would you tell your best friend?
If you could live in your best friend's body for a year, what would you do for them?
Yeah.
That's what you should do for yourself.
Yeah.
Because how you would treat somebody that you care about, that you love, the things that you would do for somebody else, you should be doing for yourself every day.
Yeah.
If you were in my body, would you start? Starve me out? Would you make me crawl into a corner and die? Would you Maybe. Make me quit my job?
No, but that's my point is like, it's easier to explain it from maybe like a third party perspective. And instead of talking directly to myself, it does. Like, I feel like this is bad therapy, but it is therapeutic to me.
But it's also good therapy.
It's also good therapy. And I feel like talking through it sometimes out loud, like as if I'm giving advice to someone else, helps me put things into perspective for myself, because it's a lot easier to give advice to someone else than it is to give advice to yourself because you're living in it.
It's a lot easier to ignore advice from somebody when you don't relate to them.
Yeah.
But if you're in a situation where you understand, you relate, and they're giving you advice that actually helps you and actually like puts you through a situation.
I think it all comes down to, I've also talked about this before on the podcast, like sometimes it's hard to, because I used to struggle with this, understand somebody's perspective until you're personally going through it. And that might be like a narcissistic ass thing to say, but like I genuinely used to struggle with understanding certain struggles that people would go through until I had my own hands-on experience.
Been through it. It's empathy.
And then now that I am here, obviously, I feel like I've been through almost everything under the sun, knock on fucking wood. But at this point in my life, I feel like I'm pretty much like been there, done that, or been around people that have been there, done that, to where I feel like I have good advice for things. And like, I feel like I'm pretty receptive to good advice.
But it's hard to take advice until you've actually been through it.
Right? Yeah,
100%. Like if someone's giving you, spewing you advice.
Well, why would you need advice for something you haven't been through?
Exactly.
So when people are in denial about things as
you take advice as like they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Yeah. Then you go through it and you're like, oh shit.
Because sometimes, and that's happened to me, like,
oh shit, that was good advice.
Something will happen and I'm like, oh, I remember someone said that.
Remember that one time when she told me that guy was a fucking loser? And then I was like, no.
Okay.
I actually had a friend recently tell me that she had been fucking around with a guy who was just like every other guy. Shit. No respect for her.
Shit.
That's he all was you shit. To say. He had no respect for her. He was just like a regular old fuckboy.
Regular.
And she was like, I am so sick of this. I am just done. I'm done talking to men in general.
Are you talking about me?
Huh. Could have been. Yeah. So I said to her in my condescending tone.
As you do.
It doesn't matter how many times you get hurt. You're going to get hurt 1,000 times over in life.
Yeah.
People are going to treat you like shit. People are not going to do what you expect them to do. Over and over and over, you're going to be disappointed. But it's worth it to go through those traumas and those pains to learn lessons. Because if you don't do that, you're going to be sitting alone. And I told her in my very condescending tone.
As you do.
Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life? Or would you rather get hurt over and over and over until you find someone who didn't treat you like that. Because those are your options. Be alone forever, lay down in a ball and die, or tough it out and get hurt over and over until somebody fucking cares about you and you have a reciprocative relationship and you're happy.
My thing about that is like, yeah, it sucks being hurt by people. And yes, people are gonna talk shit about you, hurt you, not give a fuck about you, not disrespect care if you live or die. Like the amount of people that I've crossed paths with that have literally acted like they could give a fuck about me. That's not how I feel towards people. It doesn't matter if you're a fucking rock. Like I literally, earlier today, there was a fucking moth. Everyone's like, kill it. I'm like, I'm not killing it.
Which is so gross.
But my point is like, none of that has ever deterred me from wanting to find someone that actually cares about me and actually matters. Like if I had treated everything in life like that, because I have been fucked over so many times. I've had people fucking be my friends and then one day wake up and decide they don't want to be my friend anymore. I've had boyfriends basically not care if I wanted to be dead or not. Like that has never deterred me from wanting to find the people that are meant for me. And if I had let all of those times win and beat me down, then I wouldn't have found you. I wouldn't have found the life
have
that
nothing.
I currently live. I would have nothing. And yeah, would that be like, quote unquote, the safe option? Sure. Would I be happy? Absolutely not. How could you be happy? Like I said earlier, the number one cause of death is loneliness. Whether you want to believe it or not, some people are like, I'm so good with being by myself.
I'm independent. I don't need anything.
That is such a fucking cop out. Like, fuck you for that, honestly, because there are so many people in this world that will love you and care about you if you give them the chance. And I'm not sitting here and saying like it's easy and that everyone deserves your time and your energy and like you're not gonna get fucked over again, because you are, and that's the nature of it. But the more you go through that shit and the more you become aware of what you need and what you look for and what you respect for yourself, the less you put up with that shit, the easier it is to weed out the fucking losers and the fucking nobodies and the fucking douchebags and the fucking bitches and all of the people.
Oh damn, god damn.
No, but I'm so serious. Like all of the people that don't deserve you in the first place, the more you will attract the people that do deserve you. And it's not fair to yourself. Like put yourself first for once. It's not fair to you to just cut everybody out because you're scared.
Because that's safe. But that's the thing, is like you have to be willing to get hurt. If you're not willing to get hurt, you're never gonna find love. You're never gonna find satisfactory relationships and you're never gonna be happy in life.
I think that's the main point, is like some people don't care about love. Some people don't care about friendship, whatever. Happiness comes from within 100%, but nobody is happy if they're alone. Nobody can be happy if they're 100% alone.
I have recently seen this trend on social media where people are interviewing old people who have been in relationships for 50, 60 years. And the question is, how have you guys maintained a relationship for so long? And the answer was always, we cared about our family. We cared about our love and our respect for each other more than anything else. There was nothing else that would have trumped it. Not our mothers, not our fathers, not our work. Nothing that was more important than our family and our relationship. And when it comes down to it, when you're old and in your fucking deathbed, what's gonna matter? How you folded, how you were alone, and how you didn't get hurt, or the people that are around you, the people that remember you, the people that respect you and love you.
Because at the end of our lives, and we don't even have to go that far, like that's a very deep concept, but at the end of the day, we'll say that, what are you going to remember when you finally meet the people that care about you, when you finally meet the person that loves you and would die for you, that would never leave you feeling alone or scared or sad or forgotten, when you meet the friend that just understands you, that doesn't get mad at you for being you, that has patience with you and grace? Only thing you're going to remember when you meet those people is how those people make you feel.
Not how the shitty ones made you feel.
Every other person that has ever crossed your path that has made you feel like shit, they won't matter. Like, I'll tell you right now, the only thing I can speak to, which I'm sure Madison can speak to this in terms of like romantic relationships, but in terms of friendships, like I had been fucked over by so many people. There was a period of time where I was very cold and I had this huge wall up with people and I didn't let people get close to me. Like, I'm still a little bit like that. But if I had let that win and all of those traumatic stories and experiences and heartbreaks with people that like made me feel like lesser than a person and all this and that, I would have never met Madison. And now that I have Madison as a friend, like I don't even think about those traumatic experiences because I have so many good experiences now that replace those. And that's the point here. Like with Madison in her relationship, like she's been through so much trauma in romantic relationships, and now she has such a loving, I mean, you can speak for yourself, but now she has such like a loving, happy relationship, which I don't ever hear her talk about any of the negativity, nor do I think that she thinks about it. Because it
doesn't fucking matter anymore. Trauma does not define you unless you let it. Trauma only becomes you if you let it become you. If you want to let your whole life be enveloped by how traumatic your experiences were and how shitty your life is and you're a victim and everything is so fucking bad, that's going to be your life.
And hey, for anyone listening to this right now that is currently in a victim mindset, like, let me say, I'm not judging you because I was there for a very long time.
I'll come find you and beat it the fuck out of you.
Everyone needs a Madison in their life because she'll straight up remind you why you're a fucking pussy. But I'll sit here and tell you that you're not, because what happened to you isn't fair. What people did to you isn't fair. You didn't deserve it and you don't deserve it. And I understand your apprehensiveness for wanting to isolate yourself from the world.
So you don't get hurt again.
So you don't get hurt. Like, I get it. I really do. But you're I also, do too. You're missing out on so much.
On everything.
Yeah.
Because if you isolate yourself from the world, you will never have the chance at real happiness.
Say something bad deters you from wanting to branch out or reach out or do things out of your comfort zone. And then you one day decide, oh, I'm going to go out of my comfort zone and like hang out with this person or meet this person. And it doesn't go good.
Then you get hurt.
Do not let that recoil you back into your shell, because that is one person. There are 7 billion people on this fucking planet.
Fucking tell them, Allie.
Like, there are so many people on this planet. One person, 6 people, 10 people, 20 people. I do not give a fuck. Out of 7 billion, there are people out there that will match your energy. Believe me when I say this, like what you've been through does not dictate what your future looks like. If anything, it makes you more capable of dealing with anything that life throws at you. And I think that that's your superpower. That's your strength. Like, your trauma is your superpower.
I'm literally speechless because I'm so impressed with you right now. When I was in this deep life coach, therapeutic, whatever it was, that's what I learned. Your deepest trauma, the worst fucking thing that ever happened to you, is the best thing about you. There is nothing that will make you better than the worst thing that happened to you.
Which is so crazy.
Because the worst shit happened to you, and what the fuck did you become?
You became more empathetic, you became stronger, you became more knowledgeable, you became more aware, more self-aware, more aware of others' emotions. And I think that that's actually what draws people back, because then they become more hypersensitive to the things around them, and they go out there into the world and they look around and they're like, wow, people are fucking rude. People don't give a fuck. And they're like, this is not for me. And let me say, it's really hard to find people that are, I don't want to say like awake, because I feel like that's a very woo-woo way to put it, but it's like people that, and me and Madison have said this a couple times, like we have a hard time relating to people that haven't been through hard shit.
Through trauma.
Because it really does shape you, and you can always meet someone and tell when they haven't been through something. And don't worry, like I'm a firm believer in karma. Not like I wish that upon anybody, but I feel like when you meet people that seemingly feel so privileged, or privileged in the sense of like never been through something worse than like they didn't make their high school volleyball team or something like
that. Right, or like maybe their great grandma died or something, like it's still very sad.
Very sad, it's not relatable.
Core traumatizing. No.
And those people will eventually go through their, what we like to call a canon event.
Their canon event.
Where that is what catapults them, as a canon does, into their new life, into their new self, where they literally have to shed their old self. And I think that that's another part of why trauma is so transformative for people, because you literally have to shed the old you to mold into this new person. And that whole, not only is the trauma traumatizing, but then like becoming a new person and trying to like fit into this new you with these new emotions, these newfound, like it's almost like parts of your brain like wake up and become more aware of things. Like you become more sentient in a sense, like more conscious of things, like more human than you were before. And you pick up on things, you see things, you're aware of things. It makes life more difficult, but that is the beauty in it, because when you do pick up on those things, life can be so beautiful, because you're able to look at life through a different lens. And then when you meet people that also see life through that lens, yes, they're far and few between, but that's where like that magical, beautiful human connection lies.
And it's genuinely how we transform.
Yeah.
Like as human beings,
little butterflies,
we start as something and we turn into something else. So I know this is ridiculous, but like I just saw something recently and I like related to it so much. Eagles, okay? They live for like a long time.
The bald ones?
Bald eagles. They live for a long time. They live for a certain amount of years. They're young. They have sharp talons. They have sharp beaks. They're just fucking vibing. They're killing birds, whatever the fuck they do. They get to a point in their life where their talons are dull. Their beaks don't work anymore. They can't fly.
It's very sad.
It's very sad, but they're not at the end of their life. Yeah. They can continue to live, but they have to go through a painful transformation. They have to
change what they once were.
They have to go to a rock, rip out their own beak because their beak will grow back sharper. They have to sharpen their talons on rocks, pick out every single one of their feathers so that they grow back new and shiny so that they can grow again and live a new life.
What an amazing analogy.
So that they can fucking kill a bird again.
Yeah, and live the life that they were meant to live.
It's
in a better...
That sounds ridiculous, but like...
No, but like if that's true.
That's genuinely Discovery Channel fact. They basically have to be reborn if they want to start the new life cycle.
Well, you know, I have a tattoo of a snake on my body, and I have always been super into like spirit animals and spiritual. Like, I'm not very religious, but I am very spiritual, and I know that doesn't make a lot of sense to people, but the snake tattoo specifically in the spot on my body that it is very symbolic to me. Not like all of my tattoos have symbolic meaning, because some of them don't. Like, I literally have a conch shell on my arm.
Like a fucking turtle.
Got in Hawaii for no fucking reason.
Hey, it's not no reason, bitch.
Well, we were in Hawaii. That was the reason.
We love each other.
Okay. Are you being sensitive? My point is...
I'm just an eagle.
I looked up the spirit animal meaning of a snake. Or I was looking up, like, meanings of spirit animals and like what they stood for, and the snake stood for resilience and shedding your skin and rebirth. And the reason I bring that up is because it's funny seeing how even in the animal kingdom they go through the same type of shedding their skin and rebirth that we do. Just like the eagle has to literally like rebirth itself to live.
If it wants to survive, it has to change.
And that's the thing. Like, are you going to lay down and die? Are you going to let the small things, the big things, anything in life just like take you out? Or are you going to allow it to change you so that you're better and stronger and more capable? Like, I feel like that is the answer. And it is something that I feel almost a bit hypocritical talking about, because I was once somebody that would just lay down and die.
I would never let you do that. And you would never let you do that.
Yeah.
And this is for the people in the fucking back who want to give up.
Yeah.
Who are so over this fucking life. Like, what is the point? Why are we here? Why do we do this? Who fucking gives a fuck what the point is?
Yeah, like, we're here.
You're here no matter
what. Make the best of it.
And you know what? You're gonna die.
Regardless.
Either fucking way. Is life miserable sometimes? Is life terrible sometimes? Abso-fucking-lutely. But is life beautiful sometimes?
And amazing and magical?
There's things that you will never experience if you decide that it's not worth it.
Yeah, if you're not in charge of making that decision, I don't know who's in charge of making that decision, but like, I'm a firm believer. Like, I have this cheesy ass tattoo on my arm that says everything happens for a reason. And I know that's so cheesy. My mom used to tell me that when I was a kid, when things were bad. And I don't know, it just stuck with me, because I felt like even as a kid, when bad things would happen, I was always able to reflect on it. Like, this is why that happened. And I am a firm believer in the fact that everything that happens to you in life happens for a reason. Whether the repercussions of that are positive or bad, or they suck really bad or they're really good, usually they're not great.
You're gonna get through it though.
But you look back on it and you're able to figure out like what that did for you in a positive way.
And there's always a fucking point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Even if you feel like there is no point to anything that you're doing, your actions have repercussions on other people. People that love you, people that care about you, people that know you. This is coming from somebody who is very close to somebody who committed suicide. It fucking matters. Maybe you don't think it matters at the time. Maybe you do it because you think you're doing everyone a fucking favor, but you're not. Everybody's gonna die. We're all gonna die at some point. If you can just stick it the fuck out and find the light in life, find things that are better, things are going to change. Things are going to get better. You have to get through the fucking lows to get through the highs. Everybody goes through shit. Everybody goes up and down and up and down. But if you fucking quit, all you're doing is hurting the people around you, and it's not worth it.
And like Madison and I have had this conversation a lot. Like I feel like I've touched on this. Like I used to be very suicidal for years. And I remember, obviously I have empathy for people that have been through losing a loved one through suicide. And, you know, I think it's horrible. And I think there's always a better answer. When I was personally going through that, I remember feeling like, for me, not that I didn't care about how it would make everyone feel around me, but like if anyone's feeling that low or if you're on that page, I understand the feeling of thinking, I don't care. It's not that you don't care what everyone else is going to feel, but like in those moments when you're truly at your deepest, darkest, when you're even considering that, like you're not thinking about, as much as you do still love and care for those people, like you're thinking about like, I can't do this anymore.
Or you feel like you're doing everyone a favor, right? Like I'm taking a burden off their shoulders.
Well, I will speak for myself because I can't speak for everybody. I wouldn't have necessarily felt like looking back on it now, yeah, it was a very selfish thing to think. But like when you're feeling like there's no point to living, I think being selfish is like the least of your concerns. And if you're at that point where you're actually feeling that way, like granted, I didn't have children or a husband or like really—
You weren't leaving anyone behind.
I was, right. Like I don't think I can speak for everyone, obviously, but like when I was going through that and when I felt that way, like I wasn't really, first of all, I didn't think I would be missed when I was feeling those ways. Like I'm like, maybe like I knew you would miss me. This is getting really
dark.
Yeah,
thanks, bitch.
But like at the same time, I'm like, wouldn't she want me to not be in pain anymore? You know what I mean? So like I do see both sides, but my point is they're not going to see both sides because then they're going to be stuck living an entire life thinking about what they could have done, blaming themselves, feeling guilty, missing you.
Living like, with regret.
Yeah. And what if you tapped out like a month before the best month of your life?
Like, a month before something changed.
You never know. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And coming from someone who literally went from beneath the ground.
The bottom to the top.
The bottom. I wouldn't quite say I'm at the top, but like I have for sure overcome my struggles with suicide. Like when I'm stressed and feeling sad, like that's not even something that crosses my mind anymore, which I genuinely never thought would be like a thing for me because that was something that was just like always immediately where I went. I was like, well, life would be so much better like if I just weren't here, you know? And like, I don't even go there anymore. Now when I'm stressed, I'm just like, holy shit.
If you feel like nobody cares, they do. And if you feel like nobody's gonna miss you and you're relieving the world of its burden, I can guarantee you that you're wrong. Because I know from personal experience that when you're in that down bad of a place and you genuinely, that's how you believe. That's what you feel.
100%.
You are going to relieve people of their burden.
Yeah.
You are only creating
bigger burden,
a significant wound.
Yeah.
Thank you, bitch. For people that it doesn't go away. And your life has so much potential.
Always. There's always a way out of anything you're going through and anything you're feeling. And I know like some silly podcast titled Bad Therapy is probably not going to be the place you go for like your most existential advice. But coming from two bitches who have been through some shit.
Traumatized, ye old traumatized bitches.
Like on two polar opposite sides of the spectrum, I feel like we're pretty all encompassing in that like realm because we've been through such different shit and we've been alongside each other through all of it. Like there's always something around the corner. And I love to say this. This is my new phrase on the podcast. We've said this in a previous pod. But one of my favorite quotes ever is the sun rises after the darkest part of the night. And I just like, I think that's such a beautiful way to put it because not only is it fucking true, but it's true in every facet of life. Like whenever things get, you know what they say, like when you reach rock bottom, there's no place to go but up. When you feel like it can't get worse, first of all, don't ever say that because
it can get worse.
The universe loves to play with that term. Like it can always get worse. When you feel that way, just know there is something so beautiful on the horizon. And I know that it's so hard to believe that when you're actually in it.
But it's so true.
It's so true. And every single terrible thing that I've gone through in my life, I can look back and think like, if only I had known what was to come, I wouldn't have felt the way that I was feeling.
What good was going to come out of it?
And I was talking to myself because like, I like to talk to myself. Okay.
Crazy.
I talk to myself. Well, hey, I'm an only child syndrome. I talk to myself a lot. I'll talk to myself in the mirror. I'll talk to myself in the car. I'll talk to myself out loud. Like I be having conversations with myself and it actually helps me come to some really profound realizations, I would say. Something that I discussed with myself earlier today was like, every experience that I've ever been through that had been so painful that I had always felt like there's no way I'm getting out of this. Looking back on those experiences, going through something maybe painful or traumatic or scary now, I'm able to look back on those experiences now and know and feel secure in the fact that it will get better.
It's almost like you have advice for your former self.
Like, for example, a breakup. If you're feeling sad about a breakup and you had been through a really traumatic breakup before, the fact that you were able to move on and feel love again, because when I went through my biggest heartbreak, I was like, I'm never gonna love again. No one's ever going to be that person
or
for
help
me
or make me feel better
I'm never
or get
gonna
me out of
feel
this.
Okay, yep. Again, the fact that I'm years down the line, and yes, it takes time, unfortunately.
Well, time is the fucking healer of all things.
And that sucks to hear when you're really going through it. Like, nobody wants that, because you know what? We want instant gratification. It takes time. But here's the thing that I've noticed is like, now that I've been through that and I got through it, I know that I will be okay again, and I will be able to love again, and I will be happy again, and there will be better days again. And like, one day, if you're sad about a person or a situation, or if you're stressed about something, like, there will be a day where you wake up and you're just happy. You're not stressed about anything, let alone that situation that is so fleeting in time.
Shit, you're grateful for that situation.
Yeah, because it taught you so much. It turned you into who you are, and it gave you so many lessons and tools to use in the future.
And your current situation, your current relationship. Because like for me, my downest bad moment, I had just lost someone to suicide and I was getting my ass beat. Like, it was double down bad, the worst.
That sounds pretty down.
Yeah, no, it was like not something bad that you think someone would come out of.
Yeah.
Like, also in an abusive domestic situation, also just lost my mother to suicide.
Yeah.
I was a shell.
Yeah.
I was nothing like I am right now.
Yeah.
And right now I have the best career, the best relationship, the best friend, a podcast, which I enjoy doing every week. And it all came from resilience. Like, just be fucking, it sounds corny, but like, be strong.
And it's okay to have days where you're not resilient, but it's not okay. And I don't care. I don't care if you're feeling sad. I don't care. You're allowed to have a couple days.
She doesn't care.
But I don't care if you feel like it's never going to get better, because it's going to get better. Okay. It's going to get better. It's going to be okay.
And you're going to get better with us, because we're going to be here for you.
And like, you don't get to, anyone that listens to this podcast absolutely does not get to cop out of life, because we're not about to allow our listeners to miss out on all of the beauty of life just because some fuckhead or some fuck shit happened to you. And I'm sorry that it happened to you, but it's not going to be like that forever.
Your life is what you make it. Sometimes you're going to lay in bed and you're going to shake and you're going to fucking quiver because you're so destroyed and there's nothing left in you. You are nothing.
A shell.
And you wake up the next day and there's a little bit more. And the next day, there's a little bit fucking
What's
more.
What's that song? Woke up late today. Still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. Got dressed, threw the mess and put a smile on my face.
Damn,
I
Allie,
get a little bit stronger. You don't know that
I don't
song?
Know it. I wish I could have sang it with you.
Driving in the car to work and I'm trying to ignore the hurt. Look it up. It's called A Little Bit Stronger, I think. It's
Thanks.
A good song. Or like, you know what? Let me just finish singing it. I'm just kidding.
She sings the whole song on the pod. Bottom line is, don't fucking kill yourself. That's fucking not worth it. It's stupid.
Don't kill yourself.
Don't. Just literally don't. Please.
Also, like, sorry, this podcast took like a grand ass left Said. Turn. But you know what? Relatable.
I would just like to say, you're worth it. You're beautiful. Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's fucking. No, it's not a joke. You're amazing. And don't kill yourself.
And also, there was a dog earlier that kept licking Madison's armpits. So, cheers.
Is that how we're going to close it out? We got to hold on. And also, I would just like to say, you smell like shit and you're a nasty bitch.
I think mine was better.
We love you. We're here for you. It's bad therapy for life, bitches.
For lifers.